It's a good thing to be here this morning with you all. Isn't it wonderful to come together, to look at Jesus, to love him, to listen for him, to pour out our hearts before him and worship him? I heard that Brother Ernie was teaching Hebrew in the morning meetings, and I said to myself, well, I think the first thing I said was, what a hoot. And then the second thing was, I got to get there. That was it. Oh, I wanted to learn some more words. There's a word for loving kindness that's translated loving kindness in some of your Bibles or versions, and steadfast love in others. And it's one of those words that it shows up in some of my books, commentaries. One of those words that you see but you never say out loud. There are lots of words like that, right? And then when you might have to say it, you don't know how. Well, I don't think I'll ever have to say this word out loud, but I did wonder, Brother Ernie, you've probably seen it too, C-H-E-S-E-D, a Hebrew word that means loving kindness. What I wonder was, do we say that chesed, or how do we say it? Okay, maybe we should ask Levi. Anyway, it's a wonderful word. In fact, the prophet Isaiah, he says, I will mention the loving kindness, says, of the Lord. Did you notice that in Isaiah 63? It's not just that God is loving and that he is kind, but he shows it. And he shows it in so many wonderful ways. He had to make it plural. I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord. He's bestowed such grace and goodness and mercy on the house of Israel, and I praise him. Doesn't this elicit a response from us of praise to God? Oh, the love that sought me. Oh, the blood that bought me. Oh, the grace that brought me to the fold. In the version or translation that I have here, it says, I will recount the steadfast love of the Lord, the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord has granted us, and the great goodness to the house of Israel that he has granted them according to his compassion, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. I will recount, I will mention, I'll remember the Lord's mercy to me. I'll sing of his wonderful mercy to me. I'll praise him till all men his goodness shall see. When I hear Brother Frank testify, the first thing that I think always, and I think this is the case with other people too when they testify, I often say, thank you, Lord, for what you've done for my brother. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for my sister. It's really wonderful. It's a miracle. You've chosen them. You've brought them to yourself. Loving kindness. Oh, how free. Oh, how strong. Oh, how great. Oh, how good. So it's right. He justly claims a song from me, the worship of my heart for a God like this who has loved me with an everlasting love and loved me and given himself for me. Oh, Jesus, what a wonderful Savior you are. And this morning and every day we look to him and we love him because he first loved us. And we bow before him and offer ourselves to him and worship him in that way. Oh God, we worship you. Loving Savior, thank you for loving kindness and tender mercies with which you have crowned us as your people. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. We're so glad we can bow before you. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. What a great God and Savior we have, and He is ours, and we are His, and therefore we rejoice, and therefore we worship Him, and want to just pour out our hearts before Him. And what a wonderful thing to bow before His great and mighty and holy and matchless name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess Him King of glory now. 'Tis the Father's pleasure we should call Him Lord, who from the beginning was the mighty Word. He is so great. Brothers, this Lord Jesus will return again with the Father's glory, with His angel train, for all wreaths of empire meet upon His brow, and our tongues confess Him, King of glory now. Thank You for loving me so, Lord. Thank You. Thank You for saving me. Thank You for redemption and release. Thank You, Lord. Thank You. We worship You, praise You, Lord. Hallelujah. There's another Hebrew word we know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Highest praise. Praise the Lord, our God and Savior. Hallelujah. What a Savior.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank You, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank You, Lord, for making me whole. Thank You, Lord, for giving to me Thy great salvation so full and free.
There's a song in my heart I would just love to sing with all of you. 35, Brother Ernie said it's all right. Oh, I'm sorry, in the Red Book. Praise Him, Tell of his excellent greatness, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. 35.
Why don't we stand while we sing?
Jesus, our blessed Redeemer, sing, O earth, his wonderful love proclaim. Hail him, highest archangels in glory, strength and honor, give to his holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard his children.
Take your seats. Brother Eddie said he had permission to sing that song. He has the power to hire and fire here at Pilgrim Camp. And so when you see him during the day or whatever, you say, Brother Ernie's been really good to us. We like that. So maybe then next year I'll be rehired again. I don't know. But we're glad Brother Eddie is here. I think everybody here knows who he is and have met him before. He comes and goes like the wind. You'd never know where it listeth or where it's coming from, but it'll just pop all of a sudden. It'll be here. And we're glad for his visits and for his ministry. And I understand he'll be here all day and maybe through the evening. And so tonight again, we'll have an opportunity to hear from our brother Eddie. And brother John Comar came too. He's also like the wind, like a strong northeast wind sometimes. No, brother John, nice to have you at Pilgrim Camp. And you lose some, you gain some. There are others that are coming this day, I think, who'll be here with us. We look forward to that. And we're thankful that the Lord is always here. And he's always here to meet our need and to strengthen and to help us, and we thank him for it.